Orangetown Fiber, this is Wilhelmina. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm not sure if I selected the right number in the menu, but we have an appointment to have you guys come and install on the 2nd of January, and unfortunately, we can't have that appointment. So I would like to change the appointment, please.
Sure. Let me get in there. Were you having a number imported also, or just the internet?
Just internet.
Okay. Do you, what's your last name?
Well, it's actually my mom's name. Her last name is Blackwell, B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L.
Okay. And Linda?
Yeah, that's her.
That's her?
I'm calling on her behalf.
No issue. That works out just fine.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. Install. So we were going to do it on the 2nd. So we're not going to be available then. Yeah. When is a good time for you?
Well, I guess there are two questions about it. I mean, what dates do you have available?
Well, when are you going to be back?
Well, definitely not before the end of the following week. So,
okay. So you want to try maybe the week of the 13th?
Yeah, because my mom was just concerned too. She doesn't want to lose out on the deal just because.
Nope, she won't lose out on the deal. She's already kind of locked in on that, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
And do you like morning appointments? Oh, go ahead.
Obviously we'll choose that. But she was asked at the time whether we wanted the installation underground or not. And so she was talking to me about this afterwards, and I was saying, well, I was just kind of curious, like, more about how that works. I mean, not that it matters, we'll still have the appointment, but since I have you on the phone, like, first of all, the ground is frozen, right? So
if it was to go underground, we would do a temporary in the air because the ground's frozen.
Okay.
So it'll definitely be in the air for now.
Right, because I thought to her mom, you know, I don't think they'll be able to dig, a little little trench for a wire. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty warm today, but it's been obviously incredibly cold. And then so let's just say it wasn't supposed to go underground anyway. Would it just go where the wires come to the house normally, or how does that work?
It would go just how, like, the cable's coming in now. It's probably coming from the pole to the corner of the house and then in. Yep.
And
so it'll be the same thing, but we'll do a new wire and put it in.
Okay. Now, if she wants to she wants to choose in ground. So if that's the temporary one's going to go up there, and then someone will come back in the springtime and put it under, like, under the lawn.
They sure will.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And when they do the in ground one, this is like her main concern about that. Will it come into the house in the same spot, or can it come into the house in a different spot?
It could probably wherever she's going to want it. Do you have a basement, or do you have?
Yeah, there is a basement. Yeah, there's a basement.
It would probably come into where all the stuff goes into the basement.
Right. Okay.
So we would try to make it all uniform.
Different installations of, well, you know, years ago.
Oh, yes. I know how. Yes.
When all different, you know, and the electricity and everything sort of, you know, it's a bit chaotic the way, you know, when they bought the house, obviously they inherited all this stuff that came, you know.
Prior.
It's all a bit crazy. So she's hoping to get it more streamlined. You know what I mean?
Okay. I think that as long as she's there with the technician, she can say, you know, could we make this kind of neater? And I'm sure he will.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so are you thinking Monday? What day works good for mom?
Tuesday is better because that's her day off. So
okay, so Tuesday's a better day.
I could be here, but this way she could be here, and it's her house, so really it's better.
Okay, is she a morning person, mid-morning, afternoon? What's looking good for her?
Well, probably sometime around the middle of the day is best.
How about we try 11?
Okay, perfect.
Would 11 work, or do you want after lunch, like 1:30?
No, 11's fine.
11? Okay.
Yeah.
So I changed it to 11 o'clock on Tuesday, January 14th. They will notify you, you know, that, oh, you have an appointment, just a reminder.
Right.
And she just said.
One other question I had was, does it use the cable that already comes in, or is it totally fresh wire that comes in? Hello?
Are you still with me?
Hello, can yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I don't know either. I'm not sure.
I suddenly couldn't hear you now. Now, I didn't know hearing my question. I was just curious whether the fiber is a totally different installation all the way to the modem, or does it use the cable where it comes into the house once it gets into the house?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think that it uses the same cable. I think that it kind of runs through. We do give you a router and one an extender for free. There's no monthly fee for that.
No, I was just curious because I read up on it a bit, and apparently some fiber companies, you know, run their whole new thing all the way to the equipment, and then some use the cable where it comes into the house. So I was just curious.
Right. That I'm not positive, to be honest.
Know. Okay.
I know that sometimes we can use the old wire that's there, but I think we really try to do all new, so it's all run on one thing.
That's probably for the best, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. So I'll tell her January 14th at 11 o'clock, and you'll also send her confirmation, right?
Yes, and I think I made, at 11 o'clock. That'd be perfect. Okay?
Okay, thank you
all
so
right.
much. Really
You're very welcome.
Thank
you have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.